This is also a service of dedication. We share our journeys, we celebrate milestones, and we dedicate and send forth our teachers who will be leading our children, young people, in our religious education program as this year goes forward. You have the text for the teacher dedication. It's in your order of service. I call your attention to that. And Chris Parker and I? Looks like I go first, doesn't it? Okay. This morning we would like to recognize all of those involved in our church school program, teachers, students, and parents. As we begin a new year in the life of our church, our teachers take on very important responsibilities. So do our students and their parents. Today our teachers will confirm their commitment to teach, nurture, challenge, and mentor our children. Today we also ask our children to make a commitment and a promise to do their best to learn and cooperate with their teachers and classroom rules. And recognizing the vital role parents play in the religious education of our young people, we will also ask them to commit themselves to encouraging regular attendance and cooperation from their children.
Many people who discover our liberal religious movement say they first came to our church to give their children a religious but not an indoctrinated education. We are grateful to our teachers for their willingness to take on this responsibility.
Sophia Foz, the mother of liberal religious education, said in one of her books that it not only matters what we believe, but also how we gain our beliefs. I invite you to turn to selection number 657 in your hymnals. And we're going to do this one antiphonally, meaning that I will begin the reading with the people who are on this side. You folks will read with Chris on the italicized ones. Let's start over here. Some beliefs are like walled gardens. They encourage exclusiveness, the feeling of being especially privileged.
Other beliefs are expansive and lead the way into wilder and deeper sympathies.
Some beliefs
are like shadows, cluttering children's days, fears, unknown calamities.
Other beliefs are like sunshine, blessing children with their warmth of happiness.
Some beliefs are devices separating the saved from the unsaved, friends from enemies.
Other beliefs are bonds in a world community where sincere differences beautify the pattern.
Some beliefs are like blinders, shutting off the power to choose one's own direction.
Other beliefs are like gateways, opening wide vistas for inspiration.
Some beliefs weaken a person's selfhood. They blight the growth of resourcefulness.
Other beliefs nurture self-confidence and enrich the feeling of personal worth.
Some beliefs are rigid, like the body of death, impotent in a changing world.
Other beliefs are pliable, like the young sapling, ever growing with the upward thrust of life. Some beliefs... Will the teachers please come forward and bring a copy of the reading with you? And just line up right in the front, all the teachers. Now, will the students please rise? You see in front of you the adults who have volunteered to spend time with you on Sundays, to get to know you and let you know them, to listen to your ideas and questions, and to share with you their own opinions and wonderings, and to learn and have fun with you. They need your help to make your group a place of learning and fun and friendship. Will you do your best to follow the rules and you and your teachers make for the group? If so, please answer, we will. I think, let's make sure the teachers can hear that. Can we hear, we will? Nice, loud. Thank you. Teachers, we light this candle to represent the light of truth and understanding that you bring to our children.
Enable me to teach with wisdom.
We thank you for committing your time, energy, and talent to our children. Will the parents of our students please stand? By joining with your children and their teachers, you form a vital link in the religious education circle. If our program is to be successful, we need your cooperation. Will you help us?
Will the rest of the congregation please stand? Do you, as a liberal religious congregation, promise to nurture and support these teachers and students? Do you acknowledge and value the importance of religious education throughout life? Thank you. Thank you very much. And please remain standing. Take your hymnals. We move to our closing hymn now. Life Was Given as a Garden. Number 207.